start, but I...
It's Packers Sunday, Lou.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. The Italian beef is ready to go.
All right.
We're all set.
Yes.
Ready for a Packer demise.
Lou is uncharacteristically optimistic this week.
Yes, I am. I'm turning over a new color.
A couple of gutty wins will do that, eh, Lou?
Yeah, I'm staying up. I'm not throwing the ball to the other players.
All right.
We'll do that.
All right. So what's happening, Lou?
Well, to answer your question again, I'm getting ready for Packers Sunday. The Italian beef is all set, ready to go. We're going to have interceptions by Monday and that other guy.
Kyle Fuller, Lou?
If that's his name, yes.
I'm totally unprepared. I have no notes, Lou. I have nothing in front of me.
Oh, I could tell.
Ever
since... You're like Obama without a teleprompter.
Or Bush without a Yorkie.
Bush without a Yorkie, Yorkie without a Bush.
Lou, Packers Sunday, always a traditional rivalry. Didn't the Giants play their natural rivals, the Skins?
What are you talking about?
Aren't the New York Giants, isn't their rival the Washington Redskins? Or no, that's a, I don't know.
I don't have any improv for you, okay? You do your notes, you do your homework on Wednesday, you practice, and then you make a phone call on Sunday. All right? The Giants rivalry is the Philadelphia Eagles.
All right. I mixed it up with Dallas.
That's okay. Dallas has no reason being there. Everybody just hates Dallas.
But again... Lou, you know, this is a sports talk show about with people, at least me, who know nothing about sports. So I'm proud of that.
Okay.
Now, I saw on the social media site there, Lou, that Kurt Marinucci is also a Packer fan. Is that true?
Yes, it is.
Oh, God, a Cub and a Packer fan. I don't think there's two categories that could be rougher, in my
opinion. Well, you know, he was dropped at birth.
Of course he was.
You know, that's the only way to explain that.
Well, Lou's picks are heating up again, Lou, and we've got, we've got the people who are following along. We got a new guy this week. And
who's your name?
Huh?
Who's the new guy?
Lou DeFilip, Lou.
Yes, I know Lou. Lou knows Lou.
Two Lou's. Lou and Lou.
Lou and Lou. Lulu.
And of course, last week, Lou, an amazing 11 out of 14.
That wasn't amazing.
I've never seen you do something like that.
I've just been holding it back.
Oh, I see.
When I get another 11.
I was doing the count, and I'm like, oh my God, Lou. Lou, 11 out of 14.
Just keep the swami hat right where it is, baby.
Are we going to give any additional prizes, Lou, or is this just having the swami hat enough?
Who knows? It's a long season.
Okay. Well, that takes it in for the planning, of course.
Yes. There is no planning. You're the planner, I'm the improver.
Right. I know, Lou. Okay,
Mr. Shall we have a nice little rubber tree plant here? Maybe we can give the winner. I don't know.
A rubber tree plant. All right.
Oh, maybe a Ray Rice jersey. I don't know.
Yeah, there you go.
I hear they're pretty cheap these days.
Yeah, I would hear. I guess a Rice jersey would be closed out.
Yeah, you know.
So, Lou, do you have a sandwich review this week to try to get
out of this?
Hello?
No.
You don't have a sandwich review?
No.
All right. You're being difficult this week, Lou.
No, I am not.
I can sense it.
Lou is not being difficult. Lou is getting on his game face.
All right, Lou.
So good. What time will you be by today, Commissioner?
I will be by around noon, Lou.
Oh, very good. Yeah, very good.
Got the day off. I'm looking forward to it.
I've
contacted some old fans of LDW to try and get them up to the Sovereign.
Outstanding. Well, it's going to be a sovereign day to go down in the annals of history.
There you go, Lou. And as you know something about those annals.
Yeah, so clean anal is a happy anal. A backup anal, not fun.
So, Lou, I guess we need to get more people on that Sunday.
And these really aren't analicious, are they? I guess, well, I'm sure maybe in some dark circles. That would be the O-ring.
I think you can do the rest of the show just on this.
I think we could.
I'm glad we didn't have a sandwich review with that kind of an appetizing humor.
Yeah, it would have been a shitty one anyway. All right.
So well, that's enough
prediction.
Of this. Huh?
It's going to be 28-25 Bears.
Did you say 25-25 Bears?
28-25.
Ah, so we have a safety in there, right?
Yes.
Lou, give us your catchphrase out.
Actually, you don't need a safety in there.
For a 25?
Yeah.
What combination of score will get you a 25 without a safety?
Without a safety?
Yeah.
It would be 6 field goals and a touchdown. And an extra point.
That would get you 25. So the Bears' defense will hold them to 6 field goals. That's a good prediction.
So not only do you know nothing about sports, but math is challenging you as well.
Well, Lou, this will be the last episode that I don't have notes for. Given the quality.
Well, I'm kind of having fun with it.
Yes, I know. I just wonder if the listener is having fun right now.
Oh, no, they can't be painfully brutal. But then again, I don't listen to them, so I have no idea.
Well, the 6 listeners we get a week, you know, they're suffering right now.
Yes, we could have a party, and that lunch, the lunch contest is still on.
That's right.
Two years running now. One of the hardest contests in history.
If you want to improve this podcast, buy us lunch, and we'll get you on there.
So there you go. And with that, I have to say,
yes.
Have an outstanding week.
And
go Bears!
Go Bears! This is a commission inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Teleprompter Service. When you want words put into your mouth, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou puts words in you.